I have spent almost my entire life right here in the lush, usually green, and well-watered American Midwest. But I do have some personal experience of what a real desert is like. Way back in 1974, the year I was ordained to the priesthood, I was assigned to teach in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, obviously, Phoenix is a large and flourishing city, but if you go out just beyond the city boundaries and the suburbs, you quickly find yourself in a barren, desolate desert. For example, for a good portion of the interstate highway that connects Phoenix, Arizona with Los Angeles, California, you drive through land that looks as if it might as well be on the very surface of the moon. There is nothing there. Deserts are empty and sometimes dangerous places. Deserts are stark and dramatic spaces. The weather is extreme. It can be a blazing oven of heat in the daytime and an Arctic freezer of cold in the nighttime. And if you get lost, or if you run out of gas or food, or especially water, you could quite easily die. So the experience of the desert always brings us back to basics. It is in the desert that we are forced to realize that our existence is contingent. The wilderness reminds us how fragile life is, and that we need to depend upon God for everything. We need to depend upon God for our being. Perhaps that is why the desert experience has always loomed so large in the sacred history of ancient Israel, as it is recorded in the Old Testament. The people of God wandered for 40 years in a desert, between their old lives of slavery in Egypt and their new lives of liberty in a promised land. In that desert, Israel was forced to live entirely dependent upon their God. It was God who led them as a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. It was God who fed them with manna from heaven. When they were thirsty, it was God who gave them water. It was God who fought on their behalf when their enemies attacked them. And it was God who healed them when they were afflicted by illness. But most importantly, during that time in the desert, Israel came to know their God. It was in the desert, before Mount Sinai, that the law was revealed and the people learned who God is and what God is all about. In that empty place, the infinite reality of Almighty God, His terrible and awesome power, His perfect justice, and His steadfast mercy was revealed. But most of all, the people experienced in that empty place God's passionate, His intensely jealous love for them. Almost like an ardent husband at the beginning of a marriage, God worked to win the heart of His bride, Israel. He taught His beloved that she was created for His love. It was the destiny of Israel to be loved by God, and it was the duty of Israel to love God in return. In the desert, in that place of emptiness and desire, God taught those He had redeemed how to love. In today's gospel, Jesus reminds his listeners that it was the prophetic role of John the Baptist to renew that desert experience so that once again the nation might learn what it is like to be nourished, sustained, and most especially to be loved by God. Jesus asked the people, "What did you go out to see? Why did you go out to the desert, into an empty place, to see someone in soft robes, to see someone who lived in a palace, to see someone who was self-sufficient, to meet someone who was rich and self-assured?" No! John was a prophet, perhaps the greatest of all the prophets. John's was the voice crying out in the wilderness, sent by God to prepare a way for the Lord, where the parched land would exalt, where the steppe would bloom, where God's people would once again know the splendor of their Lord and the glory of their God. After John was arrested, at the end of his prophetic ministry, he sent his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the promised Messiah?" Jesus answered, "The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the good news preached to them." All the hope that Israel had in the goodness and mercy of God was absolutely and completely fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Jesus the Messiah would restore Israel to that intimate, passionate relationship with God envisioned by all the prophets. All that God's people had ever longed for would be accomplished in Christ. In Jesus, the desert truly blooms. The wilderness, the dry lands, all burst forth with new life because of God's great love. In Christ, that wilderness is filled with fragrance, the fragrance of God's mercy and of God's loving consolation. Now that's another thing I once personally experienced out there in Arizona. In the spring, when it finally does rain in the desert, that desert actually seems to explode with new possibility. Where there was nothing but barrenness and death, suddenly there is all the exuberance of abundant, beautiful life. So on this Gaudete Sunday, let us dream together. Just what would it be like if all that was dead and barren in our old lives was born again in Jesus Christ? If Jesus is Lord, then our sins can be forgiven. If Jesus is Lord, then God has shown us He really loves us. If Jesus is Lord, then nothing finally matters but loving God and loving neighbor. If Jesus is Lord, then we can live in hope, in expectation that all of God's promises to us will at last be fulfilled. If Jesus is Lord, then in this Advent of the year of our Lord, 2007, we can receive all that we desire. We can know the love of God for which we were made. And we can give and receive that love to each other. We can transform the desert of this world into that paradise promised by God. You know, out there in the desert, in that wilderness, far away from the artificial lights and distractions of the city, you really get a chance to see the wonders of nature. In Phoenix or here in Peoria, because of electricity. A sunrise, for example, is really not all that dramatic. We have so much artificial lighting that the journey from darkness into light doesn't seem all that amazing. but in a real wilderness, in a true desert, when the long, dark night changes from utter blackness into the rosy, bright promise of a new dawn, the change is wondrous, mysterious. The rosy twilight of the dawn of a new day is filled with promise and almost inexpressible beauty. That is what Advent promises. That is what Gaudete Sunday proclaims. This rosy dawning is more wonderful than even our greatest hopes or our deepest dreams. Jesus is our Messiah. Jesus is the dawning of a new and perfect day. Jesus is a glorious sun that will never set. He is near. He is very near. And he is even more glorious and bright than the glory of Lebanon, than the splendor of Carmel or Sharon. He is greater than everything we may have ever seen or anything we have ever dreamed about. Jesus is the true Son of God and the true Son of Mary. And as the Lord said to the disciples of John the Baptist, "Blessed are those who believe in him and take no offense in him." So on this Gaudete Sunday, this Rejoice Sunday, we can rejoice and be glad, because we should also remember what else the Lord said to his own disciples, "Then even greater than all the greatest of the prophets of the old law is the very least in the kingdom of heaven."